AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The government says a strong 272,000 jobs were added last month. The AP's Shelley Adler has the numbers.
Despite inflation and high interest rates, consumers keep spending, so employers keep hiring. That led to what PNC Financial Services Group chief economist Gus Fauché calls a solid report.
It's a very good number. It indicates that the labor market is still strong. And in fact, job growth is still a bit stronger than the Federal Reserve would like.
And speaking of the Fed,
I do expect we will get Fed funds rate cuts towards the end of 2024, but it certainly makes it much less likely that we'll get something in the near term over the next 2 or 3 months.
The unemployment rate did edge up to 4%, ending a 27-month streak of unemployment below that number.
That is still a very low unemployment rate, and it indicates that the job market is still very strong.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Central Command says a key section of a U.S. military-built pier designed to carry aid into Gaza by boat has been reconnected. Drug Enforcement Administration Special Agent Joshua Romig is the next prosecution witness to testify in Delaware in the federal gun trial of President Biden's son, Hunter. President Biden is still in France. He met in Paris with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
The United States is standing with you. You are the bulwark against the aggression that's taking place.
A familiar face is making his last spin.
Well, the time has come to say goodbye.
Today, Pat Sajak is wrapping up as host of TV's Wheel of Fortune after 41 years and more than 8,000 episodes. He calls it a privilege.
And I've always felt that the privilege came with a responsibility to keep this daily half hour a safe place for family fun. No social issues, no politics, nothing embarrassing, I hope. Just a game. But gradually, it became more than that.
Audio from Sony Pictures Entertainment. Ryan Seacrest will replace Sajak as host of Wheel of Fortune. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are opening slightly lower on Wall Street, and Treasury yields are rising sharply after the government released a surprisingly hot jobs report. The burst of hiring last month suggested that markets may have to wait even longer for the interest rate cuts they want so badly from the Federal Reserve. The Fed is widely expected to hold rates steady when it meets next week. The S&P 500 was down 0.1% in the first hour of trading Friday. The Dow slipped 50 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.3%. GameStop, the troubled video game retailer at the center of the current meme stock craze, dropped 15% after reporting another quarterly loss and saying it planned to sell up to 75 million more shares of stock. Yield on the 10-year Treasury note jumped to 4.41%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Paris Olympic organizers have unveiled a display of the 5 Olympic rings mounted on the Eiffel Tower as the French capital marks 50 days until the start of the Summer Games. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.